Good morning. A few showers are firing across the St. Lawrence Valley early on this Monday morning. Otherwise, interior New York and New England is dry. We have a fair amount of low and mid-level clouds moving through. Otherwise, areas of fog have developed in valley locations. So we're starting this morning mild in the 60s and mostly cloudy on average. Temperatures will climb into the 70s, and we'll see breaks of sunshine from time to time, although a bit of energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will keep skies mostly cloudy into the afternoon. And as the temperature and humidity build during the day, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms will fire as that energy pushes through the region. High temperatures will manage to get into the upper 70s in the higher terrain and lower to mid-80s in the valleys. The next several days will be marked by weak disturbances passing through the jet stream flow. There will not be any real push of energy passing by. However, with building heat and humidity each day, there will be the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms once again. Overnight tonight, those scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around with low temperatures in the lower to mid-60s. On Tuesday, a bundle of energy will pass by and will keep a few scattered showers and thunderstorms in place with highs around 80. Right now, it looks like the best chance for a completely dry day in between these disturbances will be on Wednesday, and with mostly sunny skies, temperatures will push into the mid-80s for daytime highs. Again, a couple of weak disturbances on Thursday and Friday in the mid-80s with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds. And the weekend right now looks like it'll warm up even more with highs both days near 90 and a returning risk of a couple of isolated showers or thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong upper-level high will continue to support above-normal temperatures, and excessive heat warnings and heat advisories currently stretch across a large portion of the southern United States from Southern California through Alabama. While temperatures are expected to cool a few degrees across Southern California and the Southwest, well above normal to record-breaking heat is expected to persist across much of Texas into Tuesday. Meanwhile, much cooler weather will follow a cold front from the northern Rockies into the northern Great Plains. Strong to severe storms are expected to develop ahead of this system as it moves across the northern and central plains and into the upper Midwest. On Tuesday, the best chance for storms will shift farther east along with the front into the upper Midwest and Great Lakes region while dropping farther south through the central plains. Along the trailing edge of this front, windy but dry conditions are expected across the Great Basin, and this will likely support critical fire weather conditions in this region. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 50 degrees with a west wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 57 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 70 degrees. The dew point 64, 82% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.77 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 127 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with showers and storms in the mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy, showers and storms in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny, just a risk of a shower or thunderstorm with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 90 degrees, the low 74, the average temperature 82, that's 10 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.30 inches for the month, which is 27 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 15.57 inches for the year, which is 4.57 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 96, set in 1894, and the record low, 45, in 1939. Sunrise this morning was at 5:29 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:32 p.m., 15 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with scattered showers and storms today and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. More scattered showers and storms tonight in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid 80s. More scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid 60s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks. Partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s. A few showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. More scattered showers and storms tonight in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. More scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for Tuesday, partly sunny with scattered showers and storms near 80. Mostly sunny in the mid-80s Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday with a few scattered showers and storms in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds near 90 on Saturday. And hazy, hot, and humid Sunday with an isolated thunderstorm in the lower 90s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.